The amazing thing is this Brazilian activewear company, Liquido Active, brought a photographer and two models, put the two models out on the log in yoga poses, and the photographer waded into the lake and posted this on social media. The CEO of the company said, I didn't see any signs. I guess they weren't in Portuguese. It's pretty impossible to hike that lake and not, or hike that trail and not see any signs about staying on the trail and out of the lake. And the Forest Service yesterday said that they had ticketed the company and that fines were possible. The district ranger said the company is going to work with the Forest Service on education. I hope that's a good sum of money and a pretty substantial campaign to help with that. And very soon, the Forest Service is going to issue a hanging lake management plan that we are certain is going to include a fee and a shuttle system that limits the number of visitors per day to Hanging Lake to about 600, which is about half of what happens on a summer day now. So hopefully all of that will help. The bad things that have happened there, maybe the publicity is such that there'll be some policing along the trail. I think it's important for people who are walking the trail to call out people who bring their dogs, call out people who start out on the log. And I know that's uncomfortable, but
Yeah.
I just we all have a responsibility there.
Right.
How far-fetched is it, Randy, to suggest that there's a Hanging Lake Ranger on the trail every day?
Right now, they in the peak summer season, they either have somebody in the parking lot or on the trail. And if they were to raise enough money from a fee structure, they could get another person there. And I think there should be a ranger up on the boardwalk whenever possible.
Andy?
I was just gonna jump in and mention, if I can, as I always tend to do, hark back to a little history. But it was when they started the major expansion of the highway of I-70 through the Glenwood Canyon, and one of the things they talked about was how they were going to enhance the recreational experience at Hanging Lake by putting the interstate through the tunnel there, so that Hanging Lake would be protected from the traffic noise and all of that. And of course, what's really happened is that it's been completely overwhelmed at this point. And it may
Right.
be just the fact that there are that many more people going through on the highway now, but one way or another, the crowds there have multiplied completely out of control, and they're
Just like,
destroying
yeah.
the experience.
Just like
You
in
know, I think
Europe.
social media has an awfully lot to do with that. The photos of Hanging Lake on Instagram, then people driving through on the interstate say, oh, I've got to see that.
The people like us and people who live in the valley, we understand the whole concept of leave no trace. But people who are just, America, basically, they don't understand that. City folk. We've seen it in every other wilderness area too. That's what's happening in Conundrum and Maroon Bells Wilderness area, and they're starting to, figure out management plans for that too. Randy, does there's no ranger from the county, like Garfield County, that would be available for.
The Glenwood Chamber and the city have chipped in money to help with somebody at the parking lot in the past, but there's no Garfield County law enforcement.
The Picken County has a whole open space program, so they have more rangers than meets my taste, but they're patrolling all over the place. And there are, you see them all the time on Smuggler. Smuggler Road as you're going up and poop patrol and all that stuff. Thursday morning, I went up for a walk, and first of all, some clever person has put a sign right at the bottom of Smuggler Mountain that says Botox Lane. It's right underneath the street signs. And I noticed on Thursday morning that there's now a guy set up right at the bottom of the mountain with a tent over him, and he's got a hat display, and he's selling hats. And it says cover up. So now it's a you can go shopping first for a hat and then go on a hike.
Maybe it's time for a beer tent at the top.